In 1963, a small fishing village on the coast of North Carolina became the unlikely birthplace of a revolution. It didn't start with a speech or a march. It started with a conversation between two women on a porch watching the tide come in. What happened next would change the course of a community and eventually a nation. She stood at the edge of the garden, her fingers tracing the iron gate. The house hadn't changed, not really. The paint was different, and someone had planted roses where the hydrangeas used to be. But the front steps still creaked in the same place, and the wind still carried the scent of salt and pine through the open windows. She hadn't been home in 11 years. It felt like yesterday. Every great company starts with a question. Ours was simple. What if technology could feel human? That question led to a garage, then a lab, then a team of 12 people who believed the answer was yes. 20 years later, we're still asking the same question. Every morning, in every meeting, with every product we build. Because the moment we stop asking is the moment we stop mattering.